Open windows, August the 19th. Servant and service of the Lord. I know your works, your love and faith and service and patient endurance, that your latter works exceed the first. But I have this against you. Revelation 2:19. Oh, that we should get some better idea of what the service of the Lord is than that it is platform and pulpit and open-air meetings. Beloved, service for the Lord is just as important when it is rendering some kindly act or helpful service to some rather depressed child of God in the ordinary domestic things of daily life, just as valuable as getting on the platform and giving a message. You see, it is the strengthening of the hand of the Lord's children. It is coming in to check the crushing overweight of the adversary, coming alongside to lift up the testimony in some life or home where the enemy is trying to crush the testimony out. And the testimony is something maintained in domestic relationships, in family life, private life. There are too many who want to give up their domestic service to go to Bible college, failing to recognise that that service there may be just as valuable to the Lord as their going out to the mission field. It is spiritual, not technical, not organised, and you may be as much a priest of the Lord in going round to some home tomorrow where the enemy is pressing in and giving a practical hand in helping with the washing, as you may be a priest in standing on the platform. There are many priests of God whose voices have never been heard in public, who have never been seen in a public way, who are unknown, hidden very often in the assembly, and yet in secret history fulfilling a most valuable ministry. Get adjusted over this thing. We have to come to the point where we deliberately decide as to whether the Lord is worthy of this, and abandon ourselves to it because of our appreciation of Him, the Master. You see, this servant abandons himself freely, voluntarily, for all time to the service of his Master, because he has come to love his Master.